This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, Donner Insurance Solutions. Be sure to visit them online today at Donner, that's D-O-N-N-E-R, insurancesolutions.com. Super excited for today's show. We have a real treat for you. Joining us in the studio this morning, first-time guest here on Senior Talk after all these years, our friend, local Medicaid planning expert, Stacy Osborne, CEO of Beneficent. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you.
How's that for an introduction?
That's a great introduction. In fact, you get a gold star for pronouncing the name of our company correctly. It's Beneficent. I always make people practice it because it's just hard to say when you look at it, but it's a great word.
It is a great word, and we're going to find out what exactly that word means. And, before we get started, I mean, we got a lot to cover, but take a few moments, share with our listeners just a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion for doing what it is you do today.
Sure. So, probably like a lot of people, I had a grandparent some years ago that needed long-term care. And I remember watching my mom and dad go through those difficult decisions and trying to get guidance on that and getting conflicting information. And the information that our family had was that we would need to sell my grandmother's house and take all the cash and spend it down for her care. And when she was completely broke, then the state would step in and pay for her care. And what actually happened is several years ago, I saw my grandmother's house on Facebook. And former First Lady Laura Bush was standing on the porch of my grandmother's home.
Wow.
And she was commemorating my grandmother's little, small, 1,200-square-foot home into a historical society because of some people that had lived there long before my mom did.
Oh, my goodness.
But I noticed that George Bush was on the porch in my porch swing and having a really good time there. And I just thought, gosh, I wish I still had that home. And so it gave me a passion for two things. One, the things that are precious to people that they're told that they can't keep when they're faced with long-term care, and the difficult decisions that people have to make, and having good information around being able to make those, certainly wasn't there for our family. And I just would like for it to be there for families that, you know, need that kind of information and help and guidance.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, the folks that I get to meet over the years who serve seniors in the aging population, that personal connection. There's always a story that draws us to doing what we do. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody, you know, as we're growing, I'm going to serve seniors for the rest of my life. That's my dream career. But it is our dream career. And it's those stories that bring us to it. So you founded Beneficent. You are the CEO of Beneficent, a unique word and a fascinating word. Tell our listeners about the meaning of this word and really why you chose it to represent you and what you and your company do.
So if you look up Beneficent, what it means is doing good for others. And I felt like that what we bring to families is something that's highly unusual. It's something that almost no one here in the state of Colorado is able to adequately do for families. And so the meaning of the word doing good for others is also our website, because most people can't spell Beneficent. And so I didn't want to use that. And so we use doinggoodforothers.com. But I love the meaning of the word. It's a word we used back in the 1900s, early. Wow. In the 1900s. We don't use it much today, but I'm trying to bring it back.
We're bringing it back. So doing good for others, Beneficent. What services do you offer?
So primarily, and first and foremost, we're an education company. We educate families. We educate caregivers. We educate social workers in the healthcare space on options and programs that are available to help pay for the high costs of long-term care. So we are primarily focused on getting that information out to people who need it in a relevant and really in an accurate way.
And I just want to say thank you for that. I mean, that's a model that I always have strived for. But you become a guide, become a resource, serve, and the rest you'll figure out later.
That's right.
I mean, and it's about doing good for others. So thank you for that. I commend you for becoming the resource, especially on this topic, because until I really started diving into it, this is something I didn't understand, admittedly. And I've done this 18 years. So, I mean, this is something where even folks who've done this a long time can benefit from learning about the resources that are available. I like to ask this question because it's a different answer for everybody I talk to, but how has this pandemic impacted the services and kind of that education model that you provide?
So I think before the pandemic, people preferred to meet in person. We're talking about the things in life that are most precious to them. We're talking about their financial situation. And I think that people just feel better doing that in person. The pandemic has changed all of that. I will tell you, on March 13th, when the governor ordered stay at home, the people in our office, we grabbed our laptops, we walked out with them under our arms, and we went home and we plugged them in. And so it hasn't affected our business and our ability to serve families, but the way that we deliver that is certainly different. I just looked at numbers today, and actually the number of families that have engaged with us has actually gone up by 13% since over last year. So with the same number of families coming in, more people actually are needing that information.
Well, and there is a need. I mean, there's an increasing need, not only the aging of the population, but I think what this pandemic has done through all facets of senior care, home care to senior living to just estate planning, we are aware more of what's out there and what we need and what we can and can't do on our own, and kind of being more aware of our limitations, I think. So I think the need for what you do, in addition to all care parts of the cycle, are going to continue to increase. I want to make sure we get this information out several times during today's show, Stacey. How can our listeners get in touch with you and your team to really explore the options of kind of long-term care planning?
Yeah, so probably the best way is to call our office. We're highly personal, and so we talk on the phone. That number is 719-645-8350. Certainly, we've got a website, and you can go on there and actually find a time on the calendar that works for you to do a 15-minute call or an hour call. You get to pick. There's no charge for those, and so that's another way to get a hold of us. And then you can always email us. My email is Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, at doinggoodforothers.com. And either way you choose to contact us, we'll get you in to speak with someone who can walk you through the details of how to be successful planning.
Fantastic. Stacey Osborne, CEO of Beneficent. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Brittany Donner with Donner Insurance Solutions. Do you know what Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D represent? What is Medicare Advantage? What do they cover? What don't they cover? Let Donner Insurance Solutions take the confusion and stress out of Medicare enrollment. I provide the service, insight, and resources you need to make sure your coverage satisfies you, your health needs, and your budget. My mission is to empower seniors by helping them make educated decisions about their health care. Call me, Brittany Donner, for a free consultation at 719-237-1675. Annual enrollment for Medicare ends December 7th, so call now, 719-237-1675.
Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friend, our guest, the Medicaid planning expert, Stacey Osborne, CEO of Beneficent, in studio this morning. We're covering a lot of grounds about kind of long-term care and planning, and especially Medicaid, and maybe some of the misinformation that's out there or the confusion that's out there. I know oftentimes, you know, even me, you know, doing this professionally for 18 years, encounter a lot of confusion, myths, misinformation when it comes to aging, long-term care. How do we pay for long-term care? That's probably the biggest question and probably the biggest unknown that people don't even think about until you get there. And shocked to realize, hey, Medicare doesn't pay for this stuff? What do you mean? How am I going to afford this? To start, I mean, Stacey, what is long-term care? I mean, that's a good starting point, I think.
Yeah, so it's defined typically by needing help with what they call activities of daily living. The best way I can tell you to know what those are, it's everything you would do when you wake up in the morning until you get in your car. So driving is not an activity of daily living, but getting up, preparing a meal, getting dressed, bathing, toileting, all of those are activities of daily living. So is things like taking medication properly, and then being able to cook a meal, not microwave, but actually cook a meal. So it's things like that that determine long-term care need, and that need can be met in the home or in certainly a care facility, but a lot of people today are just preferring to stay at home, and there's some great programs that will pay for those things.
Absolutely. And I think as the population continues to age, we're going to see innovation and change with those programs to hopefully serve more and provide more and really meet those clients where they need. Who pays for long-term care?
Yeah, so the vast majority of people are using the assets they've saved during their lifetime, and that is the way that they would pay for long-term care. But it's really because they don't know any better. I mean, they're just like our family with my grandmother. We didn't know there were other ways to do that. And so that's how most people are doing it. They're paying it with it out of savings. However, there are programs, federal programs through the VA, aid and attendance program, as well as long-term care Medicaid, and actually some other ways to creatively pay for that and prevent a family from going broke.
Absolutely. And, you know, a popular website I like to give out is longtermcare.gov, G-O-V, mm-hmm. The government's website for ways to pay or how to pay, you know, information on long-term care, but also how to pay, including kind of your specialty as well. And, you know, I see a lot of people time and time again confuse Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Medicare, Medicaid.
Right.
I go, what do you have? But take some time, educate our listeners a little bit on the difference between these two programs.
So Medicare is a program. It's an entitlement. We all get access to Medicare. It typically covers hospitals and doctors. Medicare does cover 20 days of long-term care, full 100% of the coverage. But after that, there's a copay involved, and Medicare will actually pay for 80% of the cost after the 20 days, but the 20% that families have to pay for is about $170 a day.
Wow.
And that stings just a little bit, you know, over time. And Medicaid is actually a program that you qualify for, and it covers the things that Medicare is not going to cover. So our long-term care costs, our care costs at home that are not performed by a medical professional that has a specialty. Occupational therapy, physical therapy, that's Medicare. But the actual care in home, the, you know, 4 to 6 to maybe 8 hours a day, is not covered by Medicare, but would be covered if you meet the qualifications for Medicaid.
Okay. And I imagine, like most facets of healthcare and senior care, there's probably not a cookie cutter answer to any of it, which is frustrating when you're trying to give guidance. But that's mm-hmm. part of the beauty of it, too, is this is a way to really explore what's right for you,
right,
in your scenario. You mentioned kind of criteria to qualify. I imagine there's just some basic criteria to qualify for Medicaid.
There are. And typically, you know, every social worker, hospital discharge planner will have a one-pager of the qualifications. And the problem with that is that there's about 167 pages of code section on Medicaid, and even more than that, on VA aid in attendance. And in there, it's riddled with a really important word, and it's called except. And those are all the exceptions to the hard and fast rules. So we may have a rule that says you can't have income over $2,349 a month. That's the income cap, and people just assume, oh, well, that's it. Actually, there's an exception. And here in Colorado Springs, you can have over $7,882 a month and still qualify for long-term care benefits. You have to do some things. You have to meet an exception. You have to set up an income trust, but it's available. And so the problem with just these basic rules is that there are exceptions. And unless you know the code really well, you won't be able to live in the exceptions and actually do some really effective things for your family in the area of planning.
You know, you had me at more than 100 pages. You know, that in itself is a daunting task, and no doubt, like most things of this nature, written in maybe vague, but legalese, if you will, where you really need to understand those exceptions, the intent, all of these different components to really what this benefit is intended to cover and what it actually covers, which comes to my next question. So Medicaid planning, what is that?
Yeah. So that's a process by which we apply all the rules. And it's a lot like a really good CPA knows all the tax code, and where you may get a no, we can't do that here. If you do it a different way, you may be inside the guidelines and be able to, state your income differently. This is a lot the same way. It's not very straightforward. There's not a good rule book there, and you have to apply pieces of the code from different places at times in order to get the meaning of what lawmakers intended when they set the rules in place.
That makes sense, and that's why we call experts like you to help us with that planning process. Stacey, is there a common scenario that you and your team see when families maybe finally make that decision to give you a call and say, and likely it's like us in that crisis scenario, yep. Help, I need help yesterday.
Yeah.
But is there a common scenario you see?
We do. We see people who've been told that they won't qualify because they make too much or they have too much. And they're in a crisis. And even though they may maybe have some assets, they can see that there's going to be an end in sight at this high cost of care that's going to come pretty quickly. And so they're in a bit of a panic most of the time when they come see us. I love those families that say, you know what, if I need long-term care, I want to make sure that I know where I'm headed and what's going on and how I'm going to get those benefits. I love those client meetings because they're a lot calmer.
Sure.
But in reality, about 95% of the people we meet with are going to need benefits within the next week.
Now, being that Medicaid is typically connected to finances a lot of the time, you know, I've always wondered this. How does being married impact Medicaid qualifications and say maybe trying to get approval for one spouse in need of care, maybe the other one doesn't? How do you do that, or is there a way to do that without financially detrimenting or destroying the other spouse's ability to thrive and live?
There is. In fact, lawmakers have put in place specific guidelines for married couples. And I like to say the state favors married people. And they do that in that they allow for a shift in assets from the spouse that needs care to the one who does not. And as long as you follow the rules carefully, then most of the assets that a husband and wife have can be preserved so that the spouse that doesn't need care can live out life in their community as they intended. And I love that because so many times I have a spouse in my office that is completely concerned about how this will work out. And they're very, very healthy, and they're already dealing with the stress of care for the person that they love, and finding out that financially it's not going to impact them is really a great relief.
Fantastic. Now, here's my softball pitch, my loaded question. So for our listeners, when is the right time to call you and start exploring these options that might be right for them?
Yeah. So the right time is hard to say. I think anytime you're worried about long-term care, that's the right time to call us. Certainly when you're in a crisis, you're going to call us by default. But the right time to call is when it's taking up some of your brain space in an unhealthy way. You're worried about it. And I love those meetings when I get to meet with someone and they're worried about long-term care. They don't need it today, but they may in the future. And I just get to look at them and say, listen, you're never running out of money. And you're always going to have the care you need. And your children aren't going to have to pay for that. In fact, I think you need to go on vacation more often because you're able right now and should enjoy some of the things that you've worked hard for. And that's a very common conversation that we have with people who don't need care, but they are absolutely worried about what will happen if they need care.
Fantastic. A breath of fresh air. Stacey Osborne, CEO of Beneficent. What's a good phone number for our listeners to give you a call on?
719-645-8350.
And of course, online at doinggoodforothers.com. Let's take one more quick break to hear from our sponsor.
I'm Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Medicare Parts A, B, C, D, Medicare Advantage, what do they all mean? What does it cover? What don't they cover? Let Donner Insurance Solutions take the confusion and stress out of Medicare enrollment. They provide the service, the insight, the resources you need to make sure your coverage is right for you. Donner Insurance Solutions is your insurance advocate, helping seniors make educated decisions about your health care. It's personal. Call Brittany Donner today at 719-237-1675. That's 719-237-1675. Annual enrollment ends December 7th, so call now.
Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Stacey Osborne, CEO of Beneficent, in studio this morning. We're learning all about Medicaid planning, what Medicaid is, good news on how you might not need to exhaust anything and everything and be able to get some relief in paying for long-term care costs. You know, as we run a little short on time, Stacey, I always like to give our guests an opportunity to address a few of the myths, you know, right? Those common myths that we see surrounding what we do. The first myth being, you know, I make too much money to qualify for Medicaid.
Right. So there's an income cap that most people think is the limit. And then there's the exception to that that allows for us to put something called an income trust. In other states, it's called a Miller's Trust. You may have heard of that, in place so that we meet the qualifications on the income side. The second qualification is on the resource asset side. And most people know there's a limit on the resource side. And our job there would be to look at those assets that are outside the limit and figure out how we can put them in a form that the state will accept and be able to keep those assets and utilize them for other things that we might want or need.
Fantastic. Myth number two, I have to spend all of my money and assets before I even apply for Medicaid.
Right. So spending down is a common theme. We oftentimes will use a strategy called give down. Don't look it up on the internet. I made that up, but it makes sense where we can gift things to people. A common myth is that you can't gift. You absolutely can. What you can't do or shouldn't do is not disclose the gift. Mm-hmm. It's evasion. We don't want to do that. We want to fully disclose it, knowing what will happen when we do, and be prepared for that. And that's the basis of good planning.
Fantastic. The biggest myth I see, if I apply for Medicaid, I'm going to lose my home.
I hear that a lot. There's a thing called estate recovery. It's in every state, and that's where we get this idea that we're going to lose our home. Your home is an exempt asset. You're allowed to keep your home as long as you're living. If when you pass away, the home is in your name, the state of Colorado can recover against your estate during probate. There certainly are planning measures we can take to protect the home as well, And we might do that through gifting or a life estate deed or some other things, as long as we're doing that inside the guidelines. And again, we fully disclose it. So not being afraid to disclose is the key to good planning. And it causes a family not to ever have to look over their shoulder and wonder if they've done the right thing.
You know, and that makes so much sense. But for some reason, people avoid this topic in this conversation. And what I'm getting from all this, Stacey, is that the planning is the important part, is to understand the process, understand the facts, the truth behind it. You know, if there's one piece of advice and guidance that you can leave with our listeners today, you know, what would it be?
I would say get good information. You know, information is the key to everything. People who do nothing and hope for the best rarely ever get it. And so getting prepared in advance and getting a plan together and knowing how it will turn out will give you peace of mind now, probably extend your life, maybe even keep you from needing long-term care because you're not worried anymore. So I'd say get information in advance of needing it, or if you're in a crisis, absolutely get some advice from a company like ours. We're certified Medicaid planners, and there's only two firms here in Colorado that are certified. So I would be looking for a certification that says that the people giving you the information have tested and been vetted and know what they're talking about.
It seems like a no-brainer and an easy solution for me, Stacey, and to plan ahead. When you plan ahead, you obviously can call in those crisis scenarios, but the more time you get to plan ahead, oftentimes it'll increase the options that you have and the different things that you can do with that planning process. We, of course, are about out of time. I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Stacey. This has been fun and educational for me. I learn something every time.
Thank you for having me. We love what we're able to do for families, and we love the opportunity to be able to, teach about that in different formats and forums.
Share with our listeners one last time how they can reach out to you and your team at Beneficent to explore really the personalized options that they have for Medicaid planning and long-term planning.
Yeah, so call our office, 719-645-8350, or go on our website, doinggoodforothers.com. It's spelled out. There's no numbers in that. And click on Contact Us, and you can schedule a time, or you can call our office that way, or just send us an email, and we'll call you and get a time scheduled that works works for you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Stacey. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and Donner Insurance Solutions.